It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.
I'm Michaela Hobson. After 12 years in the legislature, Senator Randy Becker is retiring. The Senate Republican Caucus chair will finish her current term, but is not running for re-election in 2020.
This will be my last session. I still will be a senator until a new person takes over. But it's time for me to spend more time with my husband. And, you know, I really hesitate to say this, but when my husband and I, when I was a stewardess, I used to always, and now you know I can't carry a tune, I always used to sing, leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. He used to kind of look at me and laugh a little bit because you can tell I can't carry a tune, but that's kind of how it's felt, Mr. President and members of this committee, or this group, for the last 12 years when 10 years of that, I only had weekend visitation rights is what I called it. So my husband's here on the outside here in the wings, and can you wave, Bob? Yeah. And he's been the biggest rock of Gibraltar that anyone could have. Of course, when I go home and he doesn't agree with what I think, I also hear that. And sometimes it's not so great, but I just have to say we sold our house out in Eatonville in 2018. We closed in October. And I have to say part of the reason that we sold it is that the house was too big and too much land for us to take care of and continue to do this. But another thing, and why I've stood up so much for the seniors in the state of Washington, is we were faced every month with a $500 tax bill for our property taxes alone. And we got talking one day and said, why is it that after we've paid taxes on everything we've done here, are we going to continue to pay $500 a month in our retirement? And so we decided to make that hard decision and sell, and we did. But I'm saying this because if it affects me like this, it affects so many people in the state of Washington. And I think we really have to look at the seniors that have paid property taxes all their lives, and we need to do something more to say thank you to them. Mr. President, I'd like to not only thank my husband, but I'd like to say thank you to Tiffany, my executive secretary. Tiffany, if you will raise your hand. And she has been the backbone in my office, and she has held everything together. And without her for the last 8 years, I wouldn't have made it and been able to do the amount of things that I have. This has probably been the neatest experience for me, something I never would have expected to do when they asked me. Actually, it was our malpractice insurance carrier that for the company that I worked for. Asked if I had ever thought about running for a political office, and I looked at this gal right in the eye, and my immediate answer was, are you kidding me? I hate politics. And I still hate it when we are clashing. And I like it more when we have a bill out here that we're not party line, and that we have come together and taken the time to really, really try to get each other to understand what's involved and do the job that we should for the state of Washington. If I had one druther, Mr. President, I would take this aisle and I would get rid of it. I would say Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, whatever, and have us sit side by side and talk to each other more intimately about every single thing that we do here. And I really think that this aisle is a great divide that we shouldn't have in place. So I would like to call out a couple people that I think are pretty special down here. And unfortunately, Tim Sheldon is not here today. But Tim Sheldon, to me, is the epitome of a statesman. Whether you get upset that he came over and is in the Republican caucus, or whether somebody goes to the other caucus, he stands up for his district, for the people in his district, in a way that none of us can understand and respect, to the point that this man is a good person. I'd also like to call out Christine Rolfes. because she has been what I would call a classy lady. She has done what I think has been an amazing job in the Senate here. The way she treats everybody with such respect and kindness is really well warranted, and I want to say thank you very much. Then I want to reach out to John Braun. John Braun, when he came, was a little bit intimidating because I asked him if he had a file cabinet for a memory because he could remember every single thing anybody said. And I've learned to appreciate what John Braun has brought to this institution. His ability to look through and get to the crux of what it is and look at it from both the policy portion, but how does that policy affect the budget and what we do to the individual? There's many more I can call out, but I'd really like to call out Kathleen Lawrence, Jim Troyer, Jeannie Gorell. Jeannie and Kathleen, my first year, every time somebody would ask me to sign on to a bill, they'd run up and say, no, or yes, because I had never been in politics. I had no idea how to read a bill even. And so they were such a great help. And Lieutenant Governor Cyrus Habib, I want to pick on you a little bit here while I'm doing it. I've enjoyed you. I look at what you do and what your abilities are up there. Absolutely amazing, and I want to thank you for your service. I do want to tell you, though, that you talk too friggin' fast. And I always, when I was telling Senator Short behind me, I always think of an auction, a car auction and a cattle auction, and I can't do that fast, but Mr. President, I really have a lot of respect for what you do. You need to vote for us a little bit more, though, okay? I have to say this has been the neatest experience in my life, the best thing that I've ever done, something that I have so much to thank the people of my district for electing me the first time and for re-electing me again and a third time. And actually putting their trust and their faith in what I would do would be to represent them. And I think I have. I know I didn't make everybody happy all of the time, but I listened to everybody that I could and took their thoughts into consideration. So it will be a sad day, but Mr. President, if you'll indulge me, I have a T-shirt that I found in Wyoming. And I think it's really fun, and I want this to go up.
Please proceed. Yes, please proceed.
I am not fake news. And there's a store in Wyoming that sells all sorts of fun ones. But we will be moving to Wyoming later this year. I'll be back for committee days. But we bought a house up on top of a hill that there were 60 elk in the field the other day. And we bought a side-by-side, and I can tell you I'm crazier than my husband on that. He goes slow, I go fast. And with that, I would like to bid everybody a fond farewell. Thank you.
Becker lives in Olympia and represents the 2nd District. I'm Michaela Hobson.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.